علي حبه جنة قسيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio. The program is The Gate of Knowledge, and this is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqavi. We are discussing the wise sayings of the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, from the Nahj al-Balagha. And in the previous episodes, we were talking about the wonderful creation of the human being and the facts about this his creation by Allah Almighty in a very beautiful way, in a wonderful way. And the Master of the Faithful says, "Ya'jubu li hadha al-insan," take wonder at the creation of this human being by Allah Almighty, such a beautiful creation of Allah Almighty, the manifestation of His power and knowledge, that He yanzuru bi shahmin, looks through the eyes which are created of fatty tissue. We mentioned about this and talked about it in a little detail. وَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِاللَّحْمٍ, the second part, that he speaks through the tongue, the wonderful fleshy part of the inside the mouth, which creates sounds and voices and the language, the way how we communicate is a beautiful way of doing so. And وَيَسْمَعُ بِعَزْمٍ, we talked about that he hears through the ears. And then he says it is through the bone. Yasma'u bi'azmin. So where is the bone? Today science has told us that inside the inner ear, there's a very small, minute, two small bones that are working to create, change the sound waves into pulses that can be understood by the brain, and the voices can be transformed into the brain through those, with the help of those bones. So this is what we discussed in the previous episode, which we shall continue in the next segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, The Gate of Knowledge, with your host Sayyid Salman Naqavi. We are talking about the wonderful creation of the human being, the four aspects. The first was the eyes, the second the tongue, the third the ears, the fourth وَيَتَنَفَّسُ مِنْ خَرْمٍ, he breathes through holes, through the nostrils. And as we know, we have the nose that has been created for this purpose, for the two nostrils we have. And we are in the skull, in the bones behind it, there are small two holes that lead into the respiratory systems, into the lungs. And we normally should be breathing and inhaling through the nose. That is the proper place from where it should be carried out. Of course, some people breathe through the mouth, but that's not it's not the proper way to do so. Sometimes the nostrils are choked up, therefore we are forced to breathe through the mouth. But it is the proper way is to do so through using the nose. And the inhalation is through the nose, through the nostrils. and the exhalation is through the mouth. So this section, this part, we're talking about yatanaffasu min kharmin, is also pointing to the way that the respiratory system works and the breathing takes place. Breathing is a very important aspect of human life. Without breathing, the sustenance of life is not possible. Oxygen is a requirement for the human body, and it is through these, through the nose, that it takes place, through the nostrils. And maybe breathing through the mouth may be sometimes harmful. So the proper way is through the nostrils. And within the nostrils, within the nose, you have small hairs. These hairs collect the dust particles and other things which are maybe harmful for the human body. So therefore, there is a protective system within the nostrils also, which takes care that things which are not which are not useful or harmful, they are harmful for the human body, they are not taken inside the respiratory system. So here we are talking about the nose, which and there we also have the wetty saliva, maybe things coming out which remove that dust also. So that is also an important aspect of the nostrils. So let us continue in the next segment. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
wa ali Muhammad. Sayyid Razi, also known as Sharif Razi, a religious scholar and theologian, holds a significant place in Islamic history for his invaluable contribution to the compilation of Imam Ali's profound teachings and speeches, which were later compiled into the influential literary work known as Nahjul Balagha.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, The Gate of Knowledge. So we were discussing the hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he's talking about the wonderful creation of the human being, and he mentions that these beautiful things have been created by Allah Almighty, and the intricacies of these four aspects, the four parts, the eyes, the tongue, the ears, the nostrils, all doing, taking care of the, are placed in our head, in our face. So this is a very important feature of the human body. And all of these things are provided for by Allah Almighty. And everything is taken care of in very minute details, or many of those things which we are still discovering them. And the whole human body has not been, you have not been able to explore all the minute details that are there. When we talk about the nostrils and the nose, we're not only just talking about breathing, we're also talking about the sense of smell and the sense that we can take the pleasure of smelling. Or maybe the obnoxious things that we smell, they are through the nostrils, through the nose. So the nose, like the other parts, played manifold functions that are very important for the sustenance and the continuation of the human life on this earth. So with this, we conclude the discussion on this hadith. This is your host, Sayyid Salman Naqvi. The program is The Gate of Knowledge from IRIB English Radio, saying goodbye until the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Qala an-nabi Muhammadun man kuntu mawla hadha aliyun sayyidun faza man wala huwa bil kitabi musaddadun wan nuru ma'na babul ulumi wa murshidun huwa من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في
وفي المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.